Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Jean Marie Dwyer, a contemplative nun belonging to the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Her preaching is entitled, Seeing God's Glory.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to Jesus. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his exodus, which he was about to accomplish in Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But Peter did not know what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen, listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and the disciples kept silent, and in those days told no one any of the things they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord. I'm always struck by the message of the second Sunday of Lent. We have only just begun Lent, and 1 week, and already God wants to comfort us with the vision of Easter. The vision was meant to prepare Peter, James, and John for the great tragedy that was to come. Luke tells us that what they talked about was Jesus' exodus, his death on the cross, which he was about to accomplish in Jerusalem. This comfort and this message was meant for us as well as the disciples, so that we could enter into the spirit of Lent and the process of conversion, serious conversion, that will bring us to a new place for the celebration of Easter. Each Easter should see us a little different, a little more open to God's glory, a little more attentive to God's Word. That's what our Lenten journey is meant to do. It's meant to be real and transformative, if we are serious. As I reflected on the Gospel, a line jumped out to me in a powerfully new way. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory. These three disciples were weighed down with sleep, with worries, with anxieties, with the inability to understand what Jesus was trying to teach them. Yet even though they were weighed down by sleep, they were able to stay awake. And because they stayed awake, they experienced the transfiguration of Jesus. How often and how easy it is for us to be weighed down by the sleep of anxiety or worry, or a state of real awareness of our responses to life, or even just the routine of life. Today's gospel both comforts and challenges us to be awake for God's visitation, which will come if we are attentive. If we are attentive, if we're listening, we will hear the voice that was heard on Tabor, and we will experience the glory of the Lord. There are many Tabor moments in our life that bring us toward Easter. Each year brings us towards Easter. Perhaps it is seeing the face of Jesus in the needs of others or in the love someone shows us. Let us not be asleep for these moments, not to be so weighed down by life and by all the difficulties or the busyness that we miss God's glory and the message of the Transfiguration. We need to step aside to enter into prayer, to have moments of light, to have moments of stillness, and to be contemplative with our hearts open to be able to see and to interpret the Tabor moments of our life. Let us accept the challenge. Let us truly enter into our Lenten journey with great seriousness and openness of heart to see Jesus. Mm-hmm.